for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Maybe just a quick one from you too as well, Jack. I think it's the fourth instalment today. It's the first one that you've missed. How did you go watching from the sideline?
It was difficult to watch, obviously, but the boys, both teams were fantastic with their endeavour and the way they went about it, so I was really proud of that.
Okay, have you got an announcement for us? What's our final tally? Take it away.
Well, the challenges ended up in a draw. So hopefully it's not like the 2010 grand final. We've got to come back next week. But we had $50,000 donation here from Dare Ice Coffee, Jinhang, McDonald's, Pepper Money and RSCA. So that's tipped us up over 100 grand again. So 100 grand going towards research for people suffering bone marrow failure. So thank you very much to everyone involved.
Congratulations to you, Nick, and to Jack, and to all the kids here, to your family, and to the two clubs involved as well, and to everyone that donated this afternoon. Thank you very much. A great day at the footy.
Fantastic downstairs. Kelly Underwood conducting the post-match, I won't say celebrations, but reflections and wonderful cause there. Must be very, very tough for Nick Riewoldt, losing his sister some 4 years ago, I think it was now, but they raised over $100,000. And the legacy, as Kelly spoke about now, of the loss of a young life and hopefully helping those in unfortunate positions as we move forward. To the contest today, Justin Longmuir. Richmond, far too good in the end, 33 points. Right throughout the game, it was an arm wrestle. Final change, 7 points in favour of the Tigers, but you just felt then that they had a little bit more fuel in the tank, and in the end, they ran over the Saints, Justin.
Yeah, well, I feel like St Kilda had their opportunities at the start of that last quarter and just lacked a little bit of polish to be able to really put pressure on Richmond. And then when Richmond got the game on their terms at the latter half of that last quarter, they just really ran away with it and were so efficient when they went inside 50 that they just, obviously ran away with the game, and scoring was pretty easy by the end of the game.
Sydney Stack, I know you're going to give a Steamatic standout after the next break. Justin, I'll give you time to reflect, but without giving it away, Sydney Stack was very impressive with 4 goals up forward, took the Hamlin hanger of the day, and he looked dangerous every time he got his hands on it.
Yeah, he's a really talented player, and that's the first time I've seen him live playing in the front half, and he obviously had a big impact on the game in the air and at ground level, and he's just got silky skills. Whenever he touches the footy, something happens.
Tigers are just making their way from the field. Bucky, I'll tell you what I might do. Give us a round the grounds from the Gabba and then maybe a quick reflection on the Kerr's higher stats, because a few of the Tigers still out there.
Yeah, great quarter of footy this one at the Gabba. Brisbane 2-6. Port kicking trail. Melbourne 3-3-21. I reckon Christian Petrarca's kicked a couple of goals. Chuck, so a good start for Petrarca. We're closing in on quarter time there. Just on the Kerr's eye stat sheet here, though, I'll just give you the... it was pretty even across the board. Richmond out-tackled the Saints 59-42. You mentioned young Jack Graham. He had 9 tackles for the Tigers. Inside 50s, 48 apiece. So it was pretty even. Clearances ended up going in favour of St Kilda, 36-24. Individually, Martin, 36 disposals, 6 clearances, 5 inside 50s. Only 1 behind today for Dustin Martin, but he was good. Prestia, 29. Vlostone, 26. 23 to Lambert, 22 to Short in his return game was solid. Hawley, 21. Ashbury, 20. And Jack Graham mentioned him, 9 tackles and a goal and 19 touches. 4 goals straight to Sydney Stack. He was the star. And Chole as well, 3 goals straight from 16 disposals. Ross, 27. Billings, 26. 23 to Clark and 23 to Hanbury. 2 goals, 2 to Hind for 15 disposals and 4 marks.
There's a brief wrap of the Kerr's higher stats. Let's head straight into the victorious Tigers rooms. Darren Parkin is in there to capture the flavour as the Tigers make their way in, Dash.
And as has been common with Richmond, their whole list of all the guys that aren't playing are sort of down here whenever that opportunity is available. So obviously keeping nice and close together. Brendan Gale down here, a smiling Alex Rance as well, just watching on as the Tigers get ready to sing the song for the 8th time this year, and as they return to the top 8 after falling out on the back of their loss to the Crows a couple of weeks ago.
You put the request in, Dash. Who are we waiting on?
Looking at Trent Cotchin at this stage.
Okay, well, we'll wait with interest.
Got Chole in the middle. This is his first win, actually. 2 losses previous, so first win for him.
Here they go.
We're stronger than we've fallen away.
Pretty happy with the win. Dash, do you know whether they're going to go into a meeting or shall we sort
of... I think they've got a little presentation down here just on the back of Maddie's match, an internal presentation. Okay. So we'll wait and see what does come about. But at this stage, you're just sort of milling around, but I think there'll be a little presentation.
All right. Well, we'll take it back up here. And as soon as we know, we'll come back down. Hopefully, we'll be speaking with the Richmond captain, Trent Cotchin, returning to the team this afternoon in a fairly comprehensive victory to the tune of 33 points. Bucky, the Lions and the Demons up at the Gabba, and then Fremantle hosting your Blues over there in the West. Do you hold any hope for your Blues tonight over in the West?
No.
No hope.
Melbourne lead by 3 points, 3 goals, 3. Brisbane, 2 goals, 6, 18. A couple of goals to Christian Petrarca in the first quarter, 7 touches, and Salem excellent with 12 touches. And Viney, you mentioned him, Benny, from last week, continuing on from his good form. He had 12 touches in that first quarter for the Lions. Jared Lyons, he had 7.
He's been good.
Yeah, Lockie Neal, he's just racked them up all year. He's had 10 disposals. And, former Cat, Lincoln McCarthy, had a chance to put the Lions in front late in that quarter, but sprayed it to the right. So,
close
yeah,
one.
Very, very good danger game, as Benny mentioned, for the Lions. They really need to win this one, but Melbourne have just hit a little bit of form.
Fifth quarter, City to Surf Solar and Signature Home. City to Surf Solar providing us with a wonderful prize at the end of the year. One lucky caller. All our callers go into the draw, and then we'll draw a name out. $7,000 worth of solar packaging to go from City to Surf Solar. So that's a wonderful donation by one of our wonderful sponsors. Justin, I said I would hold for your Steamatic standout. We're waiting downstairs for Trent Cotchin. As soon as we've got him, we will go down there. Tigers had many good players. I thought the Saints had a few outstanding, including Rowan Marshall. But where did you decide the Steamatic standout player was today?
Well, honourable mention to Dusty Martin. I thought he had a quiet period in the second quarter, but outside of that, he was pretty influential. Some of the kicks he hit were influential in setting up scores. But I went Sydney Stack purely because he was up and going when the Tigers probably weren't that great early in the game. Kicked two of their first 5 goals and then bobbed up for another couple late to take his tally to 4. And I thought he was the most influential player in the game.
So the Steamatic standout. Don't panic, call Steamatic. Delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for over 25 years. Sydney Stack, that's an outstanding performance. He kicked 4 goals. Now, I should correct myself. Earlier I said that Mabor Chole kicked 2. He actually kicked 3 goals in a very impressive display. Also, Benny, by the young left footer, 200 centimetres, and you're a bit surprised he's only 91 kegs. He moves beautifully around the ground.
Yeah, he does. I mean, Justin said that he goes into the ruck, and he seems quite adept in the ruck as well. It's not often you get that mix of somebody who's really athletic, who looks good around the ground. Sometimes they struggle in the ruck, but some of his palm work, particularly in the second quarter, was first rate. So they've unearthed one there. I mean, he's going to have his ups and downs. Today was just his third game of AFL footy, but from what we've seen, yeah, he and Stack are, Stack is obviously 19 and Chole 22. So a couple of players for the future for
Tigers. Coming hard for Sydney Stack for the Rising Star after that performance.
He won't unseat Walsh, will he?
Well, I don't know. Look, it's going to probably come down to the back half of this year. I mean, if he continues on with that form and he's played defence, now he's gone forward and kicked 4 goals. I mean, if he can finish off the year, he's right in the mix. He has to be.
I like the honourable mention, but I'm with you. I don't think anyone can challenge Walsh's first year in the game. He's been outstanding. Bucky's probably playing it down as a Carlton man, but no doubt, Bucky, Sydney Stack has come with a rush and impressive. He wins our Steamatic standout player of the day. Justin, just while we've got a moment, we're waiting for Trent Cotchin. I haven't asked you this question today, but I'll be really interested in your response to it. There's been a lot of conjecture this season, in particular last week, and then even the other night, about the score review system. What do you think of it personally? And a lot of media commentators said it's simply not working. It's too much guesswork, and it should be taken away and then come back next year. We want it to work, but in my eyes, it is not working and there's too much guesswork. What do you think about it in the coach's box?
Well, I agree it's not working at the moment, but the one thing that I would like to see a little bit more see implemented is that if there's conjecture around a touch, just hold the game up. and get the decision right. I think they're way too keen to get the game going, which is putting pressure on the guy in the box to look at two or three or two replays when there's. If they had just give them another 30 seconds to get it right, they might be able to find some more vision, which tends to happen later on in the game where the TV broadcast ends up finding another angle which shows definitively. If they just held the game up and allowed a little bit more time, they might be able to get more of these decisions right.
All right, Justin Longmuir's thoughts there.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.